The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak, because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. I've always been inspired by the last paragraph of today's Gospel, which I believe describes a very human part of Jesus. We know that he's divine, we know that he's God, but there's this moment where he shows his human side by showing his need for silence and prayer time alone with his Father. And it says that Jesus arose very early, right, before the crack of dawn. And for me, that's been my inspiration for the last 32 years of my life, of always getting up at 4:30 every morning. That's been my routine, so I can get from 4:30 to 5:30 and dedicate the first hour of my day to God alone. So I asked Cardinal Tobin for permission, and he said yes. So during Lent, for all of you, we're going to give you a call at 4:30 every morning, and you're all going to come here and report to the church. We do a silent hour together. Sound good? All right. But honestly, it's been, for me, a very important thing. We know in the life of Jesus, he had a very busy life, right? He was busy curing people, as we heard at the beginning of the gospel. He was busy preaching. He was busy forming his disciples, doing all those things. And each and every one of us who's here today, we're also very busy. And it seems that in our day and age, with all the modern technology we have that should make our lives less stressful, right? We have microwave ovens, so cooking doesn't have to be so long, cell phones, computers, all these things, and yet, I don't know about you, but I find they make me more stressful, right? We have more kind of frenetic lives. Even people I know who are retired, like my dad was always telling me, because I'm busier now in retirement than I was when I worked. And he used to work 6 days a week, 12 hours a day, right? And how busy and frenetic we are. So I really do believe we all need to find our little time as Jesus did, that kind of quiet, silent time. And that's why I do it early in the day. Because I know once I get beyond that, life just takes over. And that was also the inspiration why, if you remember the last week of January, I went to go off with these Benedictine monks. I was able to spend a week-long silent retreat with them, which I have to say was wonderful and so peaceful. And actually, a number of young families from our parish, when they heard that, they sent me emails saying, "Can I go with you? Can I go with you and leave my kids at home with my spouse?" Right? To have that silence. Ooh, very good, right? To have that silence. You're being silent there right now. Right? So we all need that type of quiet in our lives. Jesus needed it, and I believe that we all desperately need it. And I found that that week with the monks was really very helpful for me. All the way up until the last moment before I went on the retreat, I was busy trying to answer my emails, finish off some of my Kara projects, trying to do all these different things in this like mad rush. So when I got there to the monastery, I could tell I was all still very kind of accelerated and I needed a little time to calm down. But besides being a beautiful time for me and a restorative time, I also took it a bit as a kind of a comeuppance for me. You know, as priests, we have to pray what we call the breviary. Probably remember seeing the priest walking up and down with these little books. It's the priest's Bible. We pray it 5 times during a day. Now we all have it on our iPhones or our iPads and stuff like that. But I have to confess, I'm used to praying very quickly because I'm so busy. So when I do the morning prayer, you know, you open it up, God come to my assistance, Lord make haste to help me. Pray to the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, because there's only so many hours in the day. So I figured these monks do the same thing we do. They, as diocesan priests, religious priests, they do the same thing. They're praying 5 times a day. I said, it's good, I'll pray with them. I said, but usually takes me 5-6 minutes of the morning prayer. Probably take them, whatever, 15 minutes. Oh, was I wrong. When they started, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the... Oh my goodness, I am in trouble here. 45 minutes later, we were done with the morning prayer. And as I said, it was a comeuppance for me, because it made me realize, I mean, obviously these monks have a very different life. They're not in charge, you know, of a large parish. They don't have small kids that they're taking care of. But they savor their time with God. And I find that I'm often kind of rushing my time with God. So I took it as a real moment to say, I have to use my prayer time a little bit more peacefully, a little bit more truly prayerfully. So as I was thinking about the use of our time and how at times we are so busy and everything, as you all know, I came back to the parish and we are faced with that tragic news that affected our whole community, where one of our young people, an 18-year-old, Ben Landell, died of cancer. And this whole week has been very busy with all of that. But what really made me think was, again, about the issue of time. I just turned 50 years of age. This kid only lived till he was 18 years of age. And it made me stop and think about the brevity of life here on earth and how we all just have the short time that we're passing through here on earth. And I have to say, I felt very sad in the sense that I've only been here for a short while with all of you, that I didn't get that opportunity to know Ben better. But I was interviewing so many of the teenagers from the high school, from Ramapo, and asking them, about Ben in particular. And he had a model, an 18-year-old kid who had a model. That was one of the most profound models I've ever heard. And all of his friends knew it. And when I mentioned it during the funeral mass yesterday, they all knew it right away. And his phrase was this: everybody, love everybody. Everybody, that's all of us here in the church today, love everybody. Every neighbor on your block, love. Every branch of our crazy families, love. Every coworker, love. Every dimension of our lives, we're called to love. An 18-year-old kid who could boil down the essence of our lives so simply. So I want to end my homily today inviting all of you to a mini retreat. I'm not going to put you in silence for a week, not even for an hour. But right now, I want to try, and it's hard with so many little kids in this mass, but I want to give all of us a 2-minute silent retreat. I want all of us just to try to be as quiet as we can, and I want us to use these 2 minutes just to speak to God, to ask Jesus, am I loving everybody? Is there anybody that I could love better or that I could love more? Am I loving everybody? So enjoy the next 2 minutes in your silent retreat.